This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Congressman Sean Duffy will resign from his office on Monday. The Wausau Republican has been in Congress for nearly a decade. Before that, the Northern Wisconsin District was held for more than 40 years by Democratic Representative Dave Obey. Now both parties are asking whether it might swing back. Rob Mentzer has more.
On the night he was first elected to Congress in 2010, Sean Duffy in his victory speech used a phrase that today sounds like foreshadowing.
You know, I think it's a battle to return our nation to the principles that made America different, that made America better, that made America great.
6 years later, Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District would give Donald Trump his largest winning margins in the state, and Duffy would go on to become a staunch congressional ally and frequent surrogate for the president. In August, Duffy announced he would leave Congress, citing complications in the pregnancy of his wife, Fox News commentator Rachel Campos Duffy.
All right, let's go back to Wausau, Wisconsin, Congressman Sean Duffy.
Not long ago, we found out that our little baby has a couple holes in the heart, and so after she's born, she's going to need open heart surgery.
Duffy's resignation will trigger a special election, but the date hasn't been set. Now, Democrats and Republicans are both taking a new look at the district, which includes much of the North Woods and northwestern Wisconsin, and asking whether it might once again be competitive.
The 7th District is overwhelmingly rural. It has very few suburbs in it.
That's Joe Handrick, a former Republican state representative and an election data analyst who consulted for Republicans in 2011 redistricting. He says the rural turn toward the GOP started in 2014 and has become even more pronounced in the Trump era as suburban support for Republicans has softened. Still, Christine Bremer Moogley, a Wausau attorney who's active in Democratic Party politics, sees potential for the district to swing.
The 7th Congressional District has never been a stronghold of either party. We have a group of people in our district who are very independent. I mean, it's swung between Democrats and Republicans.
One big question is whether Trump can repeat his 2016 performance next year. Duffy didn't start out in Trump's camp. On WPR's Route 51 in 2015, Duffy cast doubt on whether conservative voters should trust then-candidate Trump.
Is he really a conservative? Is he going to advocate, if he gets the White House, for the policies that you believe in? I think his history, the answer is no, that's not going to happen. And I think conservatives will probably swing from Trump to another candidate.
After supporting other Republicans for president, Duffy did not endorse any candidate in Wisconsin's 2016 primary. At the state's Republican convention in May that year, Duffy sounded almost apologetic when he raised the candidate's name.
I know everybody here, this is maybe taboo topics. I know everybody here didn't vote for Donald Trump. But most everybody in my district did. He won there, so I can say that.
He followed that up with a strong call for Republicans to unite behind their candidate. They did. Jim Miller is the Republican Party chairman of the district. He says Duffy played a huge role in rallying Wisconsin Republicans for Trump in the months leading up to the presidential election.
Congressman Duffy was, he was a catalyst. I'll give him all the credit in the world. I mean, he did that, and people wanted to go their own way, and it's like, no, this is what we need to do. And we saw the success, so.
By the 2018 midterms, Duffy's campaign was buying Facebook ads promising to support the president. Duffy's own comfortable re-election margin barely changed from 2016 to 2018, but experts say a special election can level the playing field, even in places with a strong partisan lean. Bremer Moogley says candidates should be ready to work all the way through next fall.
Whomever is going to run is going to run straight from the time they announce through November of next year.
Only one candidate, State Senator Tom Tiffany, has launched a run so far. Both parties expect to see multiple candidates come forward. Rob Mentzer, Wisconsin Public Radio.